Keep yourself in the loop of everything football on the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast. The latest news on and off the field, be it college football, Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, ACC, to the NFL. We've got you covered. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
GSMC Football Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. And as always, I am your host, Jesse Tapia. Alright, it's now Wednesday. Yesterday we talked about teams who could be taking a step back. We talked about the Chiefs. Like I said yesterday, I'm not necessarily thinking they're going to be a bad team, but I don't think they'll be as good as they were last season. I mean, of course, we got to see what Patrick Mahomes does, but that's the reason why. All right, I could see them going 8-8, 7-9 type of thing or whatnot. I think they, went 10-6 last season, so yeah. Talked about the Seahawks. I mean, that's basically just the fighting Russell Wilsons right there. I don't really like what they got going on. And then we talked about, who else did we mention? It was the Seahawks. It was the Bills. All right, I forget we talked about the Bills because the Bills are just a terrible team right now. I don't get how they made the playoffs last season. That makes no sense to me. All right, I mean, how do you make the playoffs when you have a average quarterback that you traded away for a third round pick? Obviously, he must have not been too good, huh? Or maybe he was good enough, and that's why you made the playoffs. Who knows? All right, but Buffalo, they tend to make great front office decisions, don't they? Yeah, no. All right. So we did that. We also talked about the 49ers and Texans. Figured they're going to be better this season. All right. So now we're going to talk about teams who got a Super Bowl window. All right. Which teams have that window closing? Meaning they only got like maybe a couple years left to contend. All right. There's a few of them I got in mind. And a lot of them have to do with the quarterbacks that are going to be retiring soon. Okay, because once these quarterbacks retire, I'll tell you what, your team, not going to be looking great. All right, and I'm talking to you, New England. Okay, I'm not sure how I feel about the Saints. All right, given the fact that you got Mike Thomas, who's already a top 10 receiver, and he's only, he's going to be entering his third season. Alvin Kamara, who looked like a beast in his rookie season. All right, Marshawn Lattimore, who's already a top five cornerback in his position. All right, after just a rookie year. I mean, I don't think there's... it could be closing for the Saints, but it's just a point of all you need is another good quarterback. All right? And you don't need like a Drew Brees type or anything like that, but one where it's just, you know, he's good enough to win you games, he's good enough to keep you in games. All right? Because the Saints pretty much have a great all-around team, I'd say. All right. I mean, would we say that the Broncos' Super Bowl window is closed? Yes, they did have a window after they won it. Of course, they wasted that with... There are two quarterbacks last season, the last few quarterbacks this past season. I mean, come on now. All right. Let's see, what teams are we going to talk about today? It'll be the Patriots. It'll be the Steelers. We'll talk about the... I kind of want to talk about Green Bay, but I feel that Aaron Rodgers has a lot more time left in the league. So I guess, yeah, the Patriots, the Steelers. Let's see, who else? Two more teams. This is a bit tough, because it's like, how many teams actually have a chance at winning a Super Bowl? Or did the last few years, but now so aren't. You know, we'll go Denver. All right. And then We'll talk about the Saints, but the Saints more so, their Super Bowl window is looking like it's closing, but they could open it back up with the right move. So that's what we'll be talking about today. All right. So let's just start off with the, let's start off with the Pats. All right. Since they've obviously been in the news and whatnot. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk with Brady retiring. When's that going to happen? I think we talked about it on Monday, I believe. All right. I feel like we're always talking about this team on this show, but nonetheless, I mean, they always give me something to talk about, I guess. All right. But nonetheless, I mean, yeah, Patriots window, Super Bowl window is definitely closing. You can't tell me that once Brady retires, this team's going to be primed to win another Super Bowl. That's just not the case, okay? Because then you got to get another quarterback who is good enough to... help the talent around him get better. All right. And that's tough. You had a guy like that in Jimmy Garoppolo, but for some reason, which I don't understand, you gave him up for a second round pick. Okay, like just one second round pick. That's it. Which still makes no sense to me. Now Brian Hoyer is your backup. All right. And it's just a point where the Patriots, after Brady, are going to go back to being one of the worst teams in the league, I'd say. I get that they got Belichick and whatnot, but, I mean, you've had Brady for 20 years, okay? You've never really had to go out and get a decent quarterback or whatnot. Actually, you have, but you traded that one away. And it's not like drafts and quarterbacks are easy, and it's not like good ones fall out on trees, all right? And, I mean, how often have we had drafts? Like, it's difficult to have a draft where, I mean... you have more than four quarterbacks who turn out good. All right. And you know what? I'm going to have to see if I can back myself up here and go through draft histories. Okay. Let's start off. Obviously, last 2 years don't really count because we got to see you guys develop and whatnot. Let's go back to 2015. I think that's what? 3 years in the league? If you've been drafted? Yeah. So Jameis Winston's draft. Okay. Winston, Mariota look like they're going to be very good quarterbacks. What about the other quarterbacks that were taken there in that draft? Okay. Let's see. There was only two taken in the first round. I'm not seeing any in the second round. I did not see one in the second round. All right. Third round. How about that one? Looking one. Garrett Grayson, the third quarterback taken in that draft. He didn't have an NFL career ahead of him. Okay. Let's see. Sean Mannion? Yeah, no. Fourth round. Bryce Petty? No. Okay. Let's see. Anything else taken in the fourth round? How about fifth round? Fifth round. Do we have a quarterback in the fifth round? Brett Hundley. Yeah, he's terrible. All right. Let's see. How about the sixth round? Do we have one in the sixth round? I don't believe we do. Okay. So sixth round, seventh round, quarterbacks don't matter there. All right, so yeah. Only two quarterbacks taken in that 2015 draft are going to have decent NFL careers. Okay. How about 2014? We're not going to go through every draft, but nonetheless, I'm just trying to make a point here. Okay. 2014, is there a difference there? Maybe we could see three quarterbacks. Remember, we only saw two in this 2015 draft, and I'm almost positive that those other guys that were drafted there aren't really going to have the greatest of NFL careers. Okay. Blake Bortles, he's decent. All right. Not on the level of a Jameis Winston or anything like that. Johnny Manziel, he's playing in Canada. Teddy Bridgewater, he might not ever get a starting job again. Derek Carr, turned out good. Solid pick there. All right, let's see, who else? Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah. Now he's with the 49ers. Let's see. But Garoppolo, he's only played about 8 games, so the jury's still out on him, I'd say. Okay. Any other quarterbacks taken in that draft? I mean, Logan Thomas, that dude plays tight end now, and he's not even on a team right now, I don't think. Tom Savage, terrible. Okay, fifth round. Any gems here? AJ McCarron hasn't really done anything over his career. He's going to be a guy in Buffalo who pretty much warms up the seat for Josh Allen to ready to take over. Zach Mettenberger, yeah, he's out the league. David Fales, he's a backup quarterback. Keith Wenning, drafted by Baltimore. Taj Boyd, out the league. So basically my point here, not very easy to draft quarterbacks. And even if you do, chances are he's not going to turn out to be a decent one. Okay, you get lucky with these. And it's just the point where we trust Belichick that much to go out and get one. Belichick's human just like the rest of us. All right? Belichick can make mistakes just like the rest of us. You can't just throw Joe Schmo out there and expect Belichick to work wonders with him. It doesn't work that way. You actually need some type of talent. Okay? And who knows? Maybe I could just be wrong. But nonetheless, all I'm saying is that when Tom Brady retires, chances are the Patriots win a Super Bowl is very slim. Okay? Of course, Belichick brings in the players, but Brady does well to execute out there. Alright? And even then, so who's to say that Belichick doesn't leave when Brady leaves? I mean, what more does Belichick have left to accomplish? He's already regarded as the greatest coach of all time, I'd say. Okay? He's up there with Shula, Walsh. What's his name, the old Cowboys coach? Was it Tom Landry? He's up there with them as far as being the greatest. Belichick doesn't have anything left. And of course, I mean, remember when Belichick started out in Cleveland? They got rid of him. Classic Cleveland Browns, eh? I mean, come on now. The Jets had him at one point. The Jets have always... New York teams have always been a dumpster fire as far as the front offices, though. Have you noticed that? Their owners and all. That's why Belichick left, isn't it? Left the Jets, I mean. You got James Dolan over in New York. All right. I mean, the Yankees are the only team who's actually ever done well. The Mets are a dumpster fire right now. Remember how hot the Mets started out this season, if you've been paying attention to that? But nonetheless, yeah. I'd say the Patriots Super Bowl window's closing. I mean, what do you have left after Brady? It's not like you got any world-class players on your team. Edelman's not a top 10 receiver. Okay? No one on that team is a top 10 receiver in the league. You have any top 10 running backs? No. Your defense is a bunch of system players, except for a few like Stephon Gilmore and a couple other guys. But nonetheless, there's no real stars on that team. All right? In order to win that way with no stars, you need to have an all-time great quarterback in Tom Brady. And chances are the Patriots land another all-time great quarterback after Brady is slim. All right? I mean, besides the Colts, tell me your teams who have done that before. Not too many. All right? And people say, oh, Joe Montana, Steve Young. 49ers didn't draft Steve Young. All right? So, yeah, Patriots window, I'd say, is closing. So we'll see what ends up happening there. But we're going to wrap it up. Next team we're going to be talking about, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Alright, and welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast. Today we're talking about teams whose Super Bowl windows are closing. Okay? You might disagree with me. Go ahead. That's fine. Alright? That's the beauty of the world we live in. You don't have to agree with me. Alright? But nonetheless, I mean, yeah, I'd say the Patriots Super Bowl window's closing. I mean, how much longer do you got Brady for? Alright? And after Brady? You're going to tell me that you're going to go and win another Super Bowl with who? All right? Who exactly? I just read you off a couple of drafts. I can go read off more. Maybe we'll do that. All right? Because this is pretty centered on quarterbacks. Let's just talk about how difficult it is to draft quarterbacks. All right? So let's see. We talked 2014-2013 draft. I believe 2014 was the last one. Let's go 2013 next. All right? Because we're going to be talking about Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers. Their Super Bowl window's closing too. All right? Let's look at the quarterbacks taken in 2013. None in the top 10. Not one. Okay? It was all pretty much offensive linemen, one receiver, and some D linemen. Let's see. Where was the first quarterback taken in 2013? And this draft is looking terrible. Is this the Blaine Grabber draft? Or is this the EJ Manuel draft? This is the EJ Manuel draft. All right? So, yeah, even better, prove my point here. Buffalo takes EJ Manuel. Obviously, we all know how that ended up. Let's see. The only quarterback taken in the first round. I think Geno got taken in this draft, too. Let's see. Did Geno get taken here? Yep. Geno got taken by the Jets. Obviously not great. Let's see. What other quarterbacks do we got? This is a real bad quarterback draft class. Maybe one of the worst. None in the third round. All right. Absolutely not one, I believe. Or am I missing one? I don't believe I am. So, yeah, none in the third round. How about the fourth round, kids? Fourth round, Matt Barkley. Yuck. That didn't work out. Tyler Wilson. Didn't work out. Old quarterback out of Arkansas. All right. Let's see. Who else? Yes, this is an all-time worst quarterback draft right here, no doubt. Any other quarterbacks taking? We're in the fifth round right now, aren't we? Sixth round? Fifth round. Any quarterbacks taking the fifth round 2013? I believe not. Okay, let's go sixth round possibly. Sixth round. Can we get one in the sixth round? Sixth round. Nope. So, yeah. Go ahead. Prove my point some more, Jesse, as far as how bad quarterbacks are. Brad Sorensen taken by the Chargers in the seventh round. I bet you don't even know who that is. Zach Dissert taken by the Broncos. Another quarterback that failed them. VJ Daniels taken by the 49ers. Yeah, where's he at? All right, so like I said, further proving my point, quarterbacks don't grow off trees. All right, the Steelers could have one, though. Backup Mason Rudolph, could he be the guy? I'm not sure, all right? But as of right now, I'm inclined to believe that once Ben Roethlisberger retires, whenever that may be, their window will be closed. Okay? I do think that right now, given how all these other teams are getting good, it's closing sooner than faster than you think. Okay? It might not just be one where you got to wait for Roethlisberger to retire for it to be closed. It just might be one where the Jags are just that much better, the Titans are getting better, right, and the teams around them are getting better. I mean, the Steelers have only been under Mike Tomlin to two AFC Championship games. Obviously, they won one, lost one. The one they won, they ended up winning a Super Bowl. All right. And now it's the point where you lost to the Jags in the divisional round last year. Okay. Let's see if we could take a look at the Steelers' playoff history, because that will give us a better indication of exactly what we're looking at here. But like I said, I mean, the Steelers necessarily haven't done much in the playoffs since they won the Super Bowl. Okay. So let's see right here. I'm looking at the playoff history. Let's see. I want to see if it shows me like what games they lose into. And yeah, it does. All right. So 2017, they lose in the divisional round to the Jags. 2016, they made the conference championship. They lost to the Pats in that one by a score of 36-17. That's brutal. All right. They beat the Dolphins and Chiefs in that one. 2015, they lose in the divisional round to the Broncos. 2014, they lose in the wild card game to the Baltimore Ravens. 2011, they lose to the Broncos in OT. 2010, they lose the Super Bowl to... Actually, has Tomlin won a Super Bowl? Oh yeah, 2008. Right, yeah, I forgot about that. So 2010, they lose the Super Bowl to the Packers. 2008, they lose to the Cardinals. Since then, have not gotten back to the big game. 2007, they lost to the Jags in the wild card round. All right. 2005 is when Coward was their coach. So we'll stop it there. Obviously not great. All right. Not great at all. And it's just a point where you expect them to get back to the Super Bowl this year. It's a possibility, but what defense do they got there? It's not great. It's not good. It's barely even average, if I'd say. Okay. I mean, honestly, you got Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, both the two best players at their position. Hall of Fame quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger, and they just seem to underachieve year after year. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was one who was kind of entertaining the fact that, yeah, maybe you get rid of Tomlin since he hasn't been able to get it done. All right? There's not much time left for this team to win a Super Bowl. Everyone else is getting better. All right? And it's not just the AFC you got to worry about, because you make it to the Super Bowl, you got to face one of those strong NFC teams. Are we going to say the Steelers are better than the Eagles right now? No. Are we going to say they're better than the Vikings right now? I wouldn't say so. We're going to say they're better than the Saints? No. How about the Rams? No. All right. I mean, are they even better than the Falcons? I doubt it. Given the fact that the Falcons have a great running back, got great receivers, and have a great defense. All right. They pretty much got everything Pittsburgh's got, except Pittsburgh doesn't have a great defense. All right. So, yeah, Pittsburgh's Super Bowl window's definitely closing. And, I mean, it might already be closed. All right. How many people are expecting the Steelers to make it to the Super Bowl this year? It's a possibility. Let's look at their schedule. All right. Let's see what tough teams they got on the schedule this year. Maybe that'll change my mind. First four games, pretty easy. You got the Chiefs, Browns, Bucks, the Ravens. Browns should be better, though. You got to play the NFC South, which is going to be tough. You got to play the Jags, Chargers. Ah, they got a pretty decent, easy schedule. All right, good enough to the point where they could finish as the number one team in the AFC this year. I would say so. All right. Looking at their draft, he went Terrell Edmunds at safety, first round. That's a bit of a reach. Took another safety in Marcus Allen, and then took a defensive tackle in Josh Frazier. I guess defense wasn't a problem in that game against the Jags, right? Where what did they do in that game? Let's see. Oh, yeah. They put up 42 points. Okay. You put up 42 points. You should win. All right. Not lose. And they lost. Oh, boy, did they lose. 45-42. Let's not forget. All right. But nonetheless, I mean, it's not looking good for the Steelers. Okay. Of course, like I said, I mean, maybe Mason Rudolph. I mean, I'm not even sure how much Big Ben is going to play. How much more he's going to play. Okay. And even then, so, what are you going to do? All right. You got Rudolph for what? 4 years? When are the Steelers expecting him to become the starting quarterback? I'm assuming that's what they drafted him for. You don't take a guy in the second round to sit back, right? Or was it the third round? Third round, excuse me. Either way, I'm sure they're expecting Mason Rudolph to be the guy to take over. And even then, so, you're not even sure if he's going to be good enough to do that. All right? Mason Rudolph could end up just being like a Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles isn't necessarily a bad quarterback, but he needs a whole lot of help for them to get far in the playoffs. All right? As far as the Steelers go, they got a pretty easy schedule this year. I'd say they got a shot this year to make it to a Super Bowl. But like I said, that window's closing. It'll be closed probably within the next couple years. You can't tell me, oh, they got Rudolph when Rudolph hasn't even played a snap in the NFL yet. All right, we don't even know what he looks like as a quarterback in the league. All right, and off the top of my head, I mean, how many Big 12 quarterbacks have been successful in the NFL? That's a legitimate question there. All right, I'm honestly trying to think. I mean, off the top of my head, Vince Young didn't turn out in the NFL. I mean, he was solid, but nonetheless, Jeff Fisher decided. All right, nope on there. Let's see, who else? Baker Mayfield's one we got to watch out for. Johnny Manziel didn't play in the Big 12. Let's see, what Big 12 quarterbacks do we got in the league right now? Like I said, I don't think they've ever produced great quarterbacks. All right. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Best NFL QBs the Big 12 has produced. It's not looking great, this list. I mean, Josh Freeman's a name I just saw. All right. Tannehill's okay. RG3 didn't really turn out well. Bradford, not really great. And I'm talking about quarterbacks who are top 10 type of guys. Okay. I mean, I'm looking at Big 12, Colorado, when they were in the Big 12. Cordell Stewart's on this list. I mean, These guys are terrible. Troy Aikman. Okay. You play with Oklahoma and then UCLA. Yeah. Big 12 never produces great quarterbacks. And are we assuming that Mason Rudolph's going to be different? I don't know. I mean, like I said, the best quarterback right here, at least that's in the league right now, I'd say is Ryan Tannehill. And he's okay. He's good. All right? And I could be missing some off the top of my head, but nonetheless, I don't think I am. All right? So like I said, it's cool they got Mason Rudolph sitting behind Roethlisberger, but how many Big 12 quarterbacks do you know that have turned out to be top quarterbacks in the league? Not many, if any. Okay. So we'll see what ends up going down, but I said next couple years, all Steelers got left. After that, you're on your own, so we'll see what ends up going down with them. But nonetheless, we're going to wrap it up there. Next up, we're going to be talking about the Broncos, so stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast. So far, we've talked about the Patriots and Steelers, talked about how their Super Bowl window is closing. Now we're going to talk about the Broncos. I mean, I would talk about the Seahawks, but we talked about them yesterday, and I feel like their Super Bowl window has closed as of right now. Okay. It could possibly open back up, but as of right now, that window's not opening. All right, that team right now is not good enough to even make the playoffs, I'd say, right now, at least from what it looks like on paper. Of course, we don't play on paper, and of course, I'm sure this Seahawks team thinks, oh yeah, we could definitely go to a Super Bowl or whatnot, but as of right now, I'd say their window's closed, okay? I don't think the Giants have a window that's open. Dallas is young, all right? AFC South is young. There's a lot of Super Bowl windows opening. I mean, I thought about doing the Packers, but when you got Aaron Rodgers out there, you always have an opportunity to. Okay. And how have the Packers done the last couple years in the playoffs? All right. Because it could be one where theirs is closing too. And you might think, like, how do the Broncos even have a, Super Bowl window right now. Let's not forget that a couple years ago they won the Super Bowl. And the only reason why they were so bad the last couple years was because of the fact that Paxton Lynch, Brock Osweiler, and Trevor Siemian were their quarterbacks. Okay. Let's see. The 2016, they went to the conference championship. 2015, they lost in the divisional round. 2014, they went to the conference championship, lost in overtime to the Seahawks. I think it's the one where, what was the guy's name? The guy that messed up the onside kick or fumbled it down. The Seahawks ended up recovering. I can't remember his name. All right, 2013, they lost in the wild card game to the 49ers. I mean, Kaepernick owned the Packers in 2013 and 2012. All right. Let's see. They gave up 579 total yards on defense to the 49ers in 2012. 2013, they gave up 381 total yards, 167 rush yards, 323 rush yards in 2012. That is terrible. Okay. 2011, they lost in the divisional round. 2010, they win the Super Bowl. So, I mean, let's see. 2016, 2014, that's not far off from them being the Conference Championship. All right, so the Packers definitely do have a shot. But nonetheless, this is a segment about the Broncos. The Broncos have a weird team. Okay, I'm not sure really what to think of them. Let's see. Let's look at their team right now. You got Devontae Booker, Royce Freeman, who you drafted from Oregon, who should be a very good player, I think. Wide receivers, you drafted Deshaun Hamilton. You drafted Cortland Sutton. You got Emmanuel Sanders. You got Demaryius Thomas still. Okay. I think they're expecting Jake Butt to be their starting tight end this season, expecting him to be a decent player for them. Remember, he tore his ACL last year with Michigan, I think it was, before he got drafted. Let's see. Looking at the defense, you added Bradley Chubb. You still got Derek Wolfe. All right. Obviously, one of the best players in the league in Von Miller. Let's see. Todd Davis is a very good linebacker, I'd say, for that team. Brandon Marshall. Shane Ray, when he could stay healthy, is a very good player. Jermaine Brock is a decent cornerback. Chris Harris Jr. is one of the best in the league, I'd say. Bradley Roby, he's looked good so far. Probably going to take over for Aqib Talib now. Brandon Suwal Cravens, who's a decent safety, could also move to the linebacker spot. All right, you got Darian Stewart. So, I mean, they still got some solid pieces on that defense. It's just a matter of they need decent quarterback play. All right, Denver never had a shot in any of their games if they gave up more than 7 points to win. All right. And that's brutal. Just given the fact that they constantly went 3-and-out, 3-and-out, 3-and-out. Okay. Let me see. They won 5 games last season. Let me see if I could figure out, like, look at their schedule from last year, if I could pull it up and see what those games were looking like. And I can. Good old internet is a great, great place. So, let's see. They started out 2-0, which is absolutely ridiculous. They started out 3-1 last season. All right. Beat the Chargers 24-21 week 1. Beat Dallas 42-17 week 2. Beat Oakland 16-10 in week 4. Lost to Buffalo. And then they just strung out a whole bunch of losses. Lost to New York. Lost to the Chargers. Lost to the Chiefs. Lost to the Eagles. Lost to the Patriots. Lost to the Bengals. Lost to the Raiders. Got blown out by Miami. All right. Then they beat the Jets 23-0. I mean, that's not really anything given, considering the fact that they were playing against Bryce Petty or whatnot. You beat the Colts. They were a bad team also. I mean, Brock Osweiler threw for 194 yards in that game. So, yeah, they beat a lot of bad teams. They beat a couple of good ones, I guess, in the beginning of the season. But it's the beginning of the season, so who cares? Okay. And now it's just the point where I think with good quarterback play, meaning Case Keenum, they probably could make the playoffs. All right? It's just a matter of how that defense looks. Obviously, when they won the Super Bowl, they won it with a broken-down Peyton Manning, meaning Peyton Manning was about as terrible as you could expect. Peyton Manning was awful in that last season. And that's putting it nicely. The guy was hot trash. Okay? Now you bring in a guy who made the NFC Championship game last year. All right. And Case Keenum played well all season long. It was a matter of you were waiting for him to pretty much fall and not look good. That never came. And this was his first season where he had an actual chance of doing something, I'd say. And it's not like Keenum's the guy who's going to go out and elevate the players around him, their play, or anything like that. So he's going to need a solid team around him. I think that he's got that over in Denver. Okay, like I said, he's got a decent offense. And look at his stats from last season. He went 11-3 in the games he started. 67% completion percentage, 3,500 yards, 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Okay. And of course, like I said, they got to the NFC Championship game with him. Let's see. Let me check his game logs for the playoffs, see exactly how he did there. All right. 1-1 last one, got blown out by the Eagles. So let's see, against the Saints, 318 yards, a touchdown, and a pick, 62% completion percentage. Against the Eagles, that was a bad game all around, 58% completion percentage, 271 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. All right. But of course, I mean, that Philly team was very good. One of the best defenses in the league there, too. But nonetheless, I mean, yeah, Denver's Super Bowl window definitely is closing, and it's bright. Like, there's only a crack right there, okay? And you got to get to that crack and try and open it before it closes, before you can get to it, if that makes sense. All right? Like, as of right now, my Super Bowl window is almost closed. Probably won't be opening anytime soon. Case Keenum and that team do have an opportunity to go back open it back up. All right? It's barely open right now. All right, I'm only saying this because they're just 2 years removed from a Super Bowl win. That's not too long ago. All right, all they've been missing is a decent quarterback. And if you're telling me that Case Keenum can be that decent quarterback for this team and at least give the defense time to rest and not just be on the field for, what, they play 60 minutes, so about 59 minutes of the game, then they have a shot. All right? Like I said, it all comes down to good old Case Keenum. And that's one of the reasons why the Super Bowl window is closing, because you're not sure what Case Keenum can do for this team. All right, so it's going to be very interesting to see what exactly happens with Denver this year. This is one of the teams where I have no clue how their season's going to turn out. All right, they could either be very good or they could just be just as bad as last season. It's all up to Case Keenum. And I wonder if he knows that. I wonder if he's got that pressure on him where, I mean, it's up to me whether or not we're going to be good. Okay, these guys are all depending on me. I remember the Broncos wanted Kirk Cousins. Obviously, that wasn't going to work out. All right. Case Keenum isn't that bad if he plays like how he did last season. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. There were some MVP Case Keenum murmurs last season. All right? There was no real hype around. Like, there was murmurs, okay? Obviously, Brady ended up winning it, but Case Keenum did well enough to where he could have deserved it too. All right? Bradford goes down, throw Keenum in. Dude plays well. So it'll be interesting to see exactly how well the Broncos do this season. Like I said, I mean, they're one of the more difficult teams to predict given the fact that defense looked really bad last season. Was that a matter of they're getting older, or is that a matter of they're on the field for the entire game? Okay. Demaryius Thomas played well last season with bad quarterbacks. I'm sure Emmanuel Sanders will have a step-up year here, and I like Cortland Sutton too. I'm a little bit worried about the running backs, but I'm sure Devontae Booker or Royce Freeman can do well. So we'll see what ends up going down there. But nonetheless, yeah, the Broncos Super Bowl window is definitely closing. So we're going to wrap it up here. Next up, we're going to be talking about the Saints. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Alright, and welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast. So far, we've talked Pats, we've talked Broncos, and we've talked Steelers. Alright, talking about Super Bowl windows that are closing. Of course, you're going to think, oh, my team's never going to lose. They've been winning all. Why would they lose? I'm not saying they're going to lose. I'm just saying there's only a few more years left of them being great and winning a Super Bowl. Alright. But, nonetheless, I mean, we got the Saints, okay? Saints are a bit of a wild card in this show, as far as the theme of today. Meaning, Breeze has only got about two more years left, I'd say. Okay, and it kind of goes hand in hand with the Steelers, but different is, Saints got a more complete team than Pittsburgh. And what I'm saying is that we talked about with Pittsburgh, okay? You got the number one receiver. You got the number one running back. You got a solid number two receiver. Solid tight end, I'd say. You got a quarterback who is basically developing, waiting for Ben Roethlisberger to retire for him to take over. Okay? But of course, we talked about how there haven't been too many Big 12 quarterbacks that have turned out to have great careers in the NFL. And the Steelers have absolutely no defense to show for. Okay, whereas the Saints, they have a great running back. They have two of them. I'm sure one of them is going to be on the team after this year. You got a top 10 receiver in Mike T. All right. You got a good tight end. And your defense is looking real solid. The only bad thing about that situation is that you have a quarterback who is most likely going to be retiring within the next 2 or 3 years. 3 years at the most. I think 2 years is probably what it'll end up being. Okay. And you know what? No, I'd say that like it's just tough because, like I said, after Breeze, I'd say that their Super Bowl window was closed, but if they hit on a quarterback, they could open it right back up. All right. And let's look at the New Orleans Saints' past playoff history to see exactly how they've done the last few years. All right, just like we've done with every other team except for the Broncos, but of course we know they won the Super Bowl, 2 years ago, I'd said? All right. But I mean, I still don't know how they did that with Peyton Manning. But nonetheless, Saints playoff history. Let's see. Last year, like I said, lost in the divisional round to the Vikings. Should have made the conference championship game. But of course, Marcus Williams made that, or did not, fail to make a play. All right. Which I guess you got to blame him for. But nonetheless, I'm sure he's going to turn out fine. 2013 was the last time they made the playoffs. Before that, lost in the divisional round to the Seahawks. 2011, they lost to the 49ers. 2010, they lose the Seahawks in the wild card game. I think, was that the Marshawn Lynch game? I don't think that was. Which we have? Marshawn Lynch game was back in, when was that? Was that 2010? It was a very high scoring game. I don't remember it that way, but it was a while back. All right. Then they win the Super Bowl in 2009. So necessarily, I mean, the Super Bowl window has been kind of open, kind of closed. All right. I haven't really done too much. Last year was the first year that they made the playoffs since 13. All right, 14, 15, 16 weren't that good. And, I mean, they did well to draft this past year in 2017. Okay? Of course. They drafted what? Kamara? Lattimore? Who else? Let's look at their 2017 draft. All right. And, I mean, like I said, that was one of the best drafts I've seen, just given the fact that they didn't really miss on too many players. Okay? So let me see if I can find it. Let's go to the Saints, New Orleans, my fancy smancy computer machine. Let's see, they got 2017 for me. 2017, you take Lattimore, top five player at his position. Ramchick, tackle, starter. Marcus Williams, starter. All right, Kamara, starter. And then you get some other guys who you need to develop still. Of course, they can't all turn out to be starters from day one and as good as they are. But nonetheless, it was a great draft there. This year, they drafted Marcus Davenport, Tre'Quan Smith, Rick Leonard. We'll see how many of those guys turn out good. 2016, you take Michael Thomas, Sheldon Rankins, Von Bell. All right. 2015, Andres Pete, Stephon Anthony. He's not playing there anymore. P.J. Wilson. So, yeah, like I said, I mean, this year they're one of the top four teams, best teams in the NFC. Might be one of the top five teams in the NFL. All right. I'd say the only team they really have to compete with over in the AFC is the Patriots. Okay, I think they're better than the Steelers. I think they're better than the Jags and anyone else out there. All right, but nonetheless, yeah, their Super Bowl window is definitely closing. Okay. I understand that they got a lot of young players on that team, but you still do need a quarterback to do well and win a Super Bowl and get it to a Super Bowl. Okay. So, I mean, with the Saints, it's going to be very interesting. I mean, Breeze has been in the league for years on top of years on top of years. All right, let's actually look at his career so far. All right, like I said, I'm not really sure how much more he's got left in the tank. He's already, what? Yeah, he's 39 right now. Won't turn 40 till the next season. So I guess that's a plus. Dude's an 11-time Pro Bowler, one-time All-Pro, Super Bowl, 2004 Comeback Player of the Year, 2008 Offensive Player of the Year, 2011 Offensive Player of the Year. He's got a Walt-Payne Man of the Year award. I know that's not like a on-the-field type of stat, but nonetheless. All right, so let's see. Last year, Breeze completes 72% of his passes, throws for 4,300 yards. That was his lowest since, 4,334. That was his lowest since 2005, his last year with the Chargers. Okay. So obviously, Breeze already is starting to take a step back. He only threw 23 touchdowns. That was his lowest since his 2003 season with the Chargers, where he threw for 11. All right. Threw 8 picks. That was the lowest, third lowest of his career. Second lowest, I'd say. I mean, his rookie year doesn't really count given the fact that he only played one game. All right. So let's see. Yeah, he threw 8. That was the lowest since 2004. So obviously Breeze, like I said, Breeze is now at the point where he needs to work smarter and not harder. All right. Looking at his stats, actually, they were a lot lower than what I thought last season. This past season, I should say. All right. And it's just a point where how much more does the guy got left? All right. Drew Breeze definitely is a Hall of Famer, right? Let's see. You know, his all-time stats. Among, let's see, passing touchdowns, he's third all-time. Yeah, he's a definite Hall of Famer. That's not even a question. Third all-time in passing yards, third all-time in passing touchdowns. He's going to become the leader in passing. Well, is he going to become the leader in passing yards this season? I think he is. I think he's like 100 and something, I think. All right, third all-time in touchdowns, sixth all-time in passer rating. I mean, he's completed the second most passes ever. All right, he's got the third most pass attempts ever. So, I mean, the guy's always been pretty good. So, we got a completion percentage on here. That's what I really want to see. Because he's thrown so many passes and he's completed so many passes. I don't think we do. All right. Nonetheless, yeah, Breeze. I don't know. Why don't we talk about Breeze as far as being one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time? All right. Is it because he's only got one Super Bowl? Is it because he's 6 feet tall? I'm not sure there. All right. But nonetheless, yeah, Drew Breeze definitely maybe should be regarded up there. For some reason, we don't. Like I said, I mean, he's only got 2 more years left. That's why their window's closing. All right? I mean, how much more do you think he's got left? And like I said, it's been the theme today. Quarterbacks aren't easy to come by. All right? You're not necessarily going to draft one that's going to work out in the NFL. You probably got to go about 2-3 tries before you get the quarterback you want. So, we'll see about the Saints. But nonetheless, I mean, like I said, with the right quarterback after Breeze, they could easily open up that Super Bowl window again. So, we're going to wrap it up here. Today's theme was which team Super Bowl window is closing. All right, we talked about the Pats, the Steelers, the Broncos, and the Saints. So thanks for listening to the GSMC Football Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jesse Tapia. And as always, I will be back tomorrow. So stay tuned, and I will talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.